Okay, the question was asked, does the Torah allow for hobbies? And in a nutshell, we do need downtime. A person cannot always be productive. A person needs time to go and let his mind rest, as the Rambam states, as the Shulchan Aruch states. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch where he says, be careful, you don't want to go out of your mind from learning Torah. If you learn with great diligence and you don't take a break, then you can go crazy. So that's why a person needs to sleep a certain amount, and a person has to go for a walk, and a person does need ways to let his mind rest. Now, if that's going to be playing music, collecting stamps, going for a walk in the park, playing some chess, no one can tell a person what to do with that. It's a good thing it should be productive. I think it's wrong for a person to do it on the internet. Firstly, experience shows that people don't feel the way they rested their mind. Secondly, there are a lot of problematic things in the internet. The internet is a good tool for whatever you need it. If you need it to do research, you need it to know when you have a bus, you need it to look up a number, you need it to communicate with people, fine. That's not a hobby. Surfing the web is not a hobby. Surfing waves is a hobby. Surfing the internet, you can't say you're letting your mind rest as you sit there and vegetate over all kinds of pointless news articles. There's definitely room for it, and there's room to educate our children in that direction, to enrich our children. You'll ask me, are there extra pious people who spend all their time learning? Probably not. Meaning, even the extra pious people who spend most of their time learning will need to take a break. If the Rambam writes it and the Shulchan Aruch writes it, so that means that the normal way of the world is that a certain amount of time has to be allocated for taking a break. Most of the time when I sit with guys from the Machon and review their schedule, most of the time my main comment is you need more time to take a break. Most of the time people come here and they load their schedules and then they don't take the breaks and then they burn out and it's counterproductive. That's the main comment I make on people's schedule. Why do you think you could learn 2 hours straight? Most people can't focus for more than 45 minutes. To sit in your spot for 2 hours and be focused for an hour of those 2 hours is a waste of time. You're better off learning 45 minutes than getting up, going for a walk, talking to your friends, giving yourself a 15-minute break, and now go back and learn another 45 minutes. Be productive. I have a very annoying custom when I learn. If my chavrusa starts talking, I say, oh, we're talking now? Fine. And I close the sefer. And the chavrusa looks at me and says, no, we're learning. And I say, okay, if we're learning, we're learning. If we're talking, we're talking. I think that's very important. Because very often you could sit there in front of the Gemara and make believe you're learning for 2 hours, when in fact, you're not. You're talking for an hour and a half, and you're learning for a half hour, part of which you have to go to the bathroom, and part of which you have to take your coffee break, and part of which you have to answer that phone call and that SMS. So that's not learning. So that's why I think it's the right thing. You want to talk? Fine, we'll talk. But then let's close the Gemara. Let's be real. You want to go for a walk? Let's go for a walk. You want to talk? Let's talk. You want to learn? Let's learn. Learning is learning. And that's why there is room for a person to take a break. The Rebbe of Piasechina wrote a book on meditation. Different people will find different venues in which they could take a break. I was in yeshiva for about 7 years without a break. And when I say without a break, that means that Pesach I was learning. After the Seder, I came back to the dorm and I learned. And all of Chol HaMoed I was learning. And during the summer break, I was learning. There was no one in yeshiva, but I was in yeshiva learning. And then, after about 7 years, without exaggeration, I would sometimes challenge myself how many weeks or months I can go without seeing the front door of the yeshiva. I would go from the dorm to the yeshiva, back to the dorm, back to the yeshiva. I remember... Once walking outside the yeshiva and thinking to myself, I haven't seen these front steps of the yeshiva in months. Because I never had to walk out of yeshiva. The yeshiva's giving me food. Yeshiva, what do I need to leave yeshiva for? I sleep in yeshiva, I learn in yeshiva, I go back to sleep in yeshiva, I continue to learn in yeshiva.
Were you married?
No, I wasn't married. This is when I was single. Shabbos, I would go down for the meal. finish the meal in 15, 20 minutes and go back to learning. And then people would come to me and ask me, don't you think you have to sing Shabbos songs? And I'd say, no. And they'd say, wait a second, doesn't Shabbos involve singing? And I'd answer them, the rest of my life, I'm going to have to sing on Shabbos, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. But right now, I have a golden opportunity to learn, and it doesn't hurt my family, and it doesn't hurt my guests, and it doesn't hurt anyone. So my Shabbos has to be focused on learning. And I really tried to maximize my usage of the time during those years I was in yeshiva. Now, I was happy with it. I always thought I would leave in a minute. I never knew how long I had in yeshiva, so I always tried to take advantage of the minutes I had because I didn't know if I had another month, another year, whatever. I didn't go into yeshiva thinking I'm going to be there for 10 years. I went into yeshiva thinking I'm going to be here for a few months, and then I don't know if I'm going to be religious. Like I'm going to try this out, right? I hope so. So I wanted to take advantage of the time, but I'm saying there's a time when that's right for a person and there's a time when that's not right for a person. When a person feels like he can really focus and be diligent and work on growing his knowledge, fine. You'll see there are stages like that in life where you can do that and it doesn't hurt you. And then there are stages where you think you could do that and it drives you crazy. I'm saying if you're not at that stage, then it's wrong to do that. And even when you are at that stage, at the end of the 7 years, there was a family emergency. And I had to leave, and for 2 months I was helping with a medical situation, and I was working so hard that most of those 2 months I never made it to bed. Most of those 2 months I would literally fall asleep in my clothing. When I didn't have any more strength to work, I'd stop, sit down, fall asleep, and that was my sleep for the night. I didn't make it to bed. I didn't make it to put on PJs. I didn't make it to go to sleep like a normal human being for most of those 2 months. And after those 2 months where I couldn't learn a word, right, spent 2 months helping out, at the end of those 2 months, I came back to yeshiva, and suddenly I found that I could learn so much better because I had 2 months cleaning my head out. I was dealing with other things. I hadn't looked at a Gemara for 2 months. So then I looked back at the 7 years, and I wondered to myself, did I really maximize my usage of those 7 years? I was very focused. I tried to make the best usage of my time. But maybe if I would have taken some time to take a break, I would have gotten better usage of the time. I don't know. So I'm saying on the one end, yes, there's a time in life where you could be diligent and focused. And even then, you got to try to remain normal. And you got to try to take the breaks you need. For you guys, this isn't the stage where it would be right to focus and not see the front door of yeshiva or go for a walk or a break. Don't forget, I was building up to it 18 years. You guys are starting. So at this stage of the game, that wouldn't be right. It could be that your kids will reach a point where they go to yeshiva and they want to be very focused. It could be that after a few years, those of you who stick it out, you'll go to yeshiva and then you'll want to be focused and not take a break. And even then, you have to wonder because some people flip out learning. Like the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, you got to be careful not to go crazy in your learning. So there is room for diligence and focus, but there's definitely room for hobbies and taking a break, and it's important. It's part of the normal growth of a human being. And people who don't do it will most often end up wasting that time. Meaning, if you take the time to learn to play guitar, to learn the value of coins or stamps or whatever it is, so then you have a healthy way, a healthy outlet of taking a break. If you don't take the time for that, so then what ends up happening is you end up wasting the time for most people. Again, there are stages in life where you could be super focused and you could be diligent and it'll work. For most people, most of their lives, they need breaks. And definitely here at Machon Meir, at this stage of your learning, you must take breaks. And if you don't take breaks, then your learning will not only suffer, there's a risk of it self-destructing. Because guys who come in here and they want to really work hard and they don't take the breaks, usually they burn out and then they fizzle and there's nothing left. It's like a match. It's got a big flame in the beginning and then it fizzles out. So the trick is if you can do it over a long period, and that takes time. That's what I'm saying. When I got to Merkaz Harav, that was after 18 years of preparation. I was learning beforehand. A guy at Machon Meir just got here. I was learning, but and I was undecided what my religious orientation would be. I was learning and had a lot of questions. So I was learning for 18 years. But I'm saying I still had questions. I went to the yeshiva uncertain how I was coming out, uncertain if I was continuing. But I was still coming after 18 years of preparation. Here at Machon Meir, you're starting out. If you're starting out, it's not the time to spend so much time focused. You have to have breaks every day. You have to have numerous breaks during the day. And if a person does not take those breaks, 99% of the time, I would say 100% of the time, but let's just say 100% of the time of what 100% of the students I've seen. In my limited experience, but 100% of the students who did not take breaks here at Machon Meir did not succeed. And the students who knew how to take breaks and stop and take a breather and then continue learning, those are the students who did succeed. And that's true for most of life. I'm saying the exception is when you have that opportunity to be focused over a long period of time without breaks. And even there, you have to wonder if that's really the best route to go. I'm saying even there, I'm not sure I did right those 7 years. In hindsight, I don't know. On this point, there's something else.
Kind of.
Okay.
What was your record?